basically the label is ran and owned by Kendrick Lassane. Kendrick mm-hmm. Lassane, people know him. Pop used to talk about him on his records. He would mention his name. Kenny Black is mm-hmm. the name that they would that he would mention. Basically, Kenny is Afeni's nephew, and okay. Afeni has given him permission, basically, yeah, and the right to use Pac's likeness in our records for the label.
Mm-hmm. Well, before you go any further, I gotta give props to Afeni Shakur. Anyone who does not know Afeni Shakur is like, oh my God, you're talking about a sister that was that's been down with the struggle for day one, you know?
Right. I mean, like facing 100,000 years in prison when she was pregnant with Tupac, you know, like that type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, like for something that she didn't do. She was falsely accused and she was acquitted, mm-hmm. you know, and she was, you know, they let her go. They didn't have a choice. But, you know, during that time, you know, it was a lot of politics. You know, the 50s and 70s was real rough for, you know, just African-Americans, period. So,
mm-hmm. It's a lot of people who don't really, like, I would say a lot of the younger generation, they don't know that side of Tupac, you know, his history, his legacy, you know. They see him more as this, you know, rapper who had attitude, this, that, and the other, but he was much, much bigger than that.
Well, you know, Pac was not just, you know, not only is he an icon, but he was a man, you know, he was a real, real person,
exactly.
you know, just like everybody else, you know, but the thing about it is that, you know, it's just like with anything else, you know, people are going to really emphasize the bad things, but they're not going to talk about mm-hmm. all the good that he did, you know, helping children mm-hmm. in schools, donating his money and his time to help educate the youth, and, you know, he was really about the underdog, you know, he fought for the
world. He was definitely about the underdog.
Right. He was.
He was also an advocate for females, for sisters.
Exactly.
You know, the Brenda's Had a Baby, you know, song and Dear Mama, you know, he was one of the first to really come out and portray females, you know, in a positive light.
Exactly. So there's a lot of things that, you know, that may be said, but the main thing that I would like to make sure that is said about that particular individual is that, you know, his legacy, mm-hmm. it lives on, and it's going to live on beyond T.I. and the rest of the family. It's going to continue to grow because mm-hmm. he has such a strong hold. If you look at the industry, the music industry today, so many people that have locked on and tried to benefit just from having an association with him. And we're here to set the record straight, Machiavelli Music Group. We are the originals. You know, the label is actually, you know, we like the stuff that the other artists want to say that they have. We actually have those mm-hmm. things. You know what I'm saying?
So you guys are actually the real deal. This is as real as it gets for Machiavelli family. Today.
This is the family, yes. This is the family. This is blood. You know, this is mm-hmm. the real thing. The owner of the company is like Pop's first cousin. Like, they grew up together.
Okay.
I got a picture, in fact, of him and Pop on Pop's, like, first fading off in his date. Like, literally.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, seriously. This is the real thing, yeah.